Good morning. I'm Ms. Booth, and I'm a college advisor here at St. X. I will be leading today's Finding God in All Things Meditation. Let's take a moment to center ourselves and relax our nervous system. Please join me. Put everything down that you're currently holding and bring your hands to a neutral, relaxed position. Take a deep cleansing box breath. Breathe in for 4 seconds. Hold your breath for 4 seconds. And now release and breathe out for 4 seconds. Drop your shoulders away from your ears. Unclench your jaw. Roll your head from side to side. Now front to back. Take one last box breath with me. Breathe in for 4 seconds. Hold your breath for 4 seconds. Now release for 4 seconds. Now that we've slowed our heart rate and released some tension in our bodies, I want you to think about a time when you were really hurting or experiencing pain. Perhaps it was physical pain from an injury. Maybe it was a pain more invisible to the eye, like struggling with depression or anxiety, or the devastation from being cut from a sports team. Or perhaps it was the type of pain that is etched deep in your soul from mourning the loss of a family member or of a beloved pet. As you picture a memory where you were hurting, can you remember how people around you showed up for you? Can you think of someone specific who helped you feel supported or understood? This past Christmas Eve, I lost my very best friend. Her name was Tatum. She died at 35 years old from a brief stint with a unique disease that ultimately caused a series of strokes that took her life. We met my freshman year of college and were inseparable friends ever since. She was always more like a sister to me than just a friend, and she stood by me through both the hardest and happiest moments of my life. I had never experienced a level of pain, of grief, this significant until losing her. Sure, I've navigated challenging times in my life, but I've never lost a best friend, my closest confidant. Everything felt foreign when I returned to my normal routines after Christmas, both here at work and at home. It was like I had forever been changed that day, but I wasn't sure, and I'm still not really sure how to articulate that to others. Maybe you've been in a similar situation where you've had to show up at school, work, or practice when really you were not okay inside. Maybe you felt like you had to act like everything was normal, even though it didn't feel that way at all. It is likely that some of you are feeling that same thing right now. How many times have you heard someone say, "Always be kind because you never know what someone else is going through"? That is easy to say, and even easier to forget until you are the person silently suffering. One thing that was so uniquely special about Tatum was her ability to show up for others. She was with those she loved in the hardest of times, and she was the first to celebrate and encourage you in the good times. I can't tell you how many homemade cinnamon rolls she baked for me over the years to celebrate even the most minor of accomplishments. She was kind of low-key famous for her cinnamon rolls, and wow, they were absolutely delicious. People remember how you make them feel, especially during a painful season in our life. Can you think of anyone around you who might be having a tough time, even if they haven't said it out loud? How might your words, tone, or silence land differently if you remembered that they are struggling? I can name many people in my life, many right here in this building, that have showed up for me in various ways that have meant so much to me. I can't even count how many times people in my office have simply asked me, "What can I do to take something off your plate today? I want to help." Sometimes we don't know what to say when somebody is hurting, so we say nothing. But often they just need to know that you're there for them. That is what Tatum did for everyone around her. She never overthought it or made it complicated. She simply showed up for people and loved them right where they were. That was the most impactful legacy that she left us. For as long as I live, I'll never forget how she made me feel. refer back to the person that came to your mind earlier. I want you to consider this last question for the remainder of this week, and I want you to come up with your own answer. What does it mean for me to show up when I cannot fix or solve another person's pain? How can I support them anyways? As we just celebrated Easter, I'm reminded about our Savior who took on real human pain, real suffering. He knew feelings of grief, brokenheartedness, and inadequacy. He knew what it felt like to be betrayed by a friend or rejected from people he thought supported him. He also knew what it was like to sit with his friends in their pain. The power of the empty tomb is that God meets us there in the darkness and in the hard times, and he can transform that pain into hope. Perhaps knowing that will inspire you to show up for someone today too. Please join me in prayer. God, thank you for never abandoning us in our pain. Help us to open our hearts to you to receive peace and healing that ultimately only you can provide. Remind us that it is okay to not be okay, and guide us towards the helpers in our lives. Teach us to be helpers too, to notice when others are struggling, and to have the courage to show up without fear of saying the wrong thing. Help us to be strong enough to be honest and kind enough to notice others. God, we thank you for your promise that someday you'll wipe all pain and suffering away, but until that day, please help us to show up for each other in the meantime as you do for us. Amen. That concludes our Finding God in All Things meditation. Have a great day.